favorite ones. We don't want a full list, but just one if you have one. And how often are you using it? How many times in a year do you use that radio? Go ahead.
Okay, I got an old AC747GX in the original box. It's been gone over about 3 years ago. I don't use it very often. It's more of a backup in case the main stuff goes down. But it's transistorized, no troops. But we use it, turn it on usually once a year or something there. I had it on around Christmas time, so that was the last time I had it on. Other than that, Northern Trap. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Thanks for your participation to today's net. Look forward to hear from you next week. Do we have, maybe 1 minute left, or it's almost 2:30 here local time, 2 p.m. 30. Do we have any more station that would like to check in? This is VE2 Victor Bravo as your net control, TransCanada Net.
This is Kilo 6, India Tango.
Kilo 6, India Tango. Go ahead, sir. You're the 62nd station. Go ahead.
Yes, well, thank you for the net. And just checking in, don't have any traffic or anything. I'm Eric in Southern California, Simi Valley. And vintage amateur radio stuff. I don't have anything tube. And the earliest radio I have is a TS-430, and no, I never use it. It's on a shelf just because I can't bear to part with it. I learned my lesson when I sold my old TS-520. I really regretted that, so now I don't sell anything. What can I say? Anyway, thank you for the net, K6IT.
K6IT, thank you very much, Eric. And yes, the 520 was a very beautiful rig with a matching speaker and pretty much in the same era of the FT-101s. Whether you like the Kenwood, you were going for the 520, and if you were a Yaesu ones, then the FT-101 was just about in the same time. Any further check-ins for the TransCanada Net? That's going to be probably the last call before we begin to lose some of the links. QRZ, your full call, VE2 Victor Bravo.
Kilo Oscar 6, India Gulf Delta, transmitting Echolink, San Francisco, California. Nothing to report, just checking in.
Thank you, Jerry. Kilo Oscar 6, India Gulf Delta, thanks for checking in and have a great day. Any more station? Maybe a 64th station, VE2 Victor Bravo Net Control.
Victor Echo 3, Uniform Oscar.
Yes, Victor Echo 3, Uniform Oscar. Timo, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm just getting in under the wire here. It's Tim in Belleville, Ontario, and I know your question is about old-time or antique radios there. My first setup was a Johnson Viking 1 transmitter with a Hammerland HQ-170 receiver, and followed that up with a Foxgang 101 Zulu Delta and FT-101ZD. So we'll leave it at that. I know I'm at the end of the net here, so thanks for taking my check-in. VE3UO.
QSL, thank you very much for your answer, Timo. VE3UO, VE2 Victor Bravo. You're the second guy with Johnson Viking. The first that came in says he had a Johnson Viking 2, and you got the Johnson Viking 1. Thanks for checking in. This is the very last call before we close the net. This is the TransCanada Net, April 26, 2026, and taking maybe one or two last calls before we close the net. This is Victor Echo 2, Victor Bravo as your net control. Please come now.
Victor Echo 5, Delta, Charlie Papa, Doug Regina.
Q QSL, you'll be the very last call of the day, the very last check-ins, I should say. VE5 Delta, Charlie Papa, Doug in Regina. Do you have any vintage radio going?
Good afternoon, sir. Yeah, I've just got the VHF mode these days, and I've always enjoyed the Trans-Canada Net and Sunday, and nice to hear everybody from across the country. We're in Regina. We're currently at a temperature of 0 Celsius, some snowflakes in the air, and we've had our fair share of winter this week. Had some snow on the ground and some nasty travel conditions across the prairies with a reverse atmospheric storm that went from east to west, covered Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. So been a nasty travel week here in the west, so back to you, Net Control. DE2, didn't catch the back end of your call from Victor Echo 5, Delta, Charlie Papa, Regina, Saskatchewan.
QSL, Doug, VE5, Delta, Charlie Papa in Regina, Saskatchewan. This is VE2, Victor Bravo. I repeat, my call is Victor Echo 2, Victor Bravo, and my first name is Benoit. It's quite complicated for some people to pronounce Benoit, so you can say Ben, Bravo Echo November, and it'll be fine, just fine. Thank you for checking in, and also for your weather. Seems like you got the weather we had like a couple of days ago, but we have no more snow here. Everything is melted, and the temperature as of now is plus 17, and we're heading for 20, plus 20 tomorrow, and also for Tuesday. So have a great day. Thank you. I'd like to take some time to thank everyone for this week participation to the net, checking in, and looking forward to hear from you again next week. The Trans-Canada Net comes week after week, every Sunday, 13 hours Eastern Time, and there are different ways of getting in the Trans-Canada Net through the Canada Hub, All-Starlink, IRLP, so you can go and visit the CanadaHub.ca for further information on how to get in. And we want to thank again our sponsors, the North Fraser Amateur Radio Club, VE7NFR, where you can find www.VE7NovemberFoxRomeo.com for further information. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great week, and look forward to hear from you next week. This is your Net Control, VE2, Victor Bravo. I'll be off and clear.
VE7SLZ.
VE2, Victor Bravo, VE5RJM. Kind of recheck here.
Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, you did an awesome job. Thank you for calling Net there. There was an earlier check-in, quite early in the Net there, and he was pretty, had a lot of static on his signal there. He's likely mobile off to work, or somewhere where it was poor propagation for him. And I think you misplaced his call. He did call in a few times. His name was Colin. And it's Victor Alpha 5, Charlie Juliet Papa. That's Victor Alpha 5, Charlie Juliet Papa. I think you're thinking it was Victor Echo, but it's Victor Alpha. And I'm not sure on the suffix if you had that correct as well there. So, like I say, he was noisy coming into the system here, and I just thought I'd correct that there for you. Victor Alpha 5, Charlie Juliet Papa, for a correction. Name was Colin.
5, Romeo Yankee.
Okay, thank you for that information, Randy. And by the way, when I'm mobile with my, what's it called, repeater phone application on my iPhone, I sometimes, most of the time, I should say, not sometimes, but most of the time, I do connect to your All-Starlink node to get onto the Canada Hub. So thank you for that, and thank you for the Victor Alpha 5 Charlie Juliet Papa. I'm correcting it into NetLogger, actually. And there's a Victor Echo 5 Romeo Yankee that came in. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks very much. Thanks for the break there, fellas. Benoit, I just wanted to say you did an excellent job on the net. This net is a very difficult net to copy or to control because we have newer amateurs and because not everybody is familiar with procedures and with the technology involved, it's not always that easy. So I applaud you. You did an excellent job of controlling this net and trying to keep the standards, identifying call signs, etc., and taking people in order one at a time and so on. So congratulations on that, Benoit. I looked you up on QRZ. I may shoot you an email sometime, but I just thought I'd give you that. And sorry to correct Randy. One more correction. It's Victor Alpha 4. Colin is Victor Alpha 4. He's in Manitoba. So other than that, 73 fellas, I just want to have the opportunity to disconnect here, the node here. It seems we can only do that when we get a break in audio, so I'm just going to disconnect for now. We'll say 73, Benoit and Randy, and we'll catch up with you later. Back to you, Benoit, for any final for me. The E5RY back to the E2 Victor Bravo.
V5RY, V2 Victor Bravo. Well, thank you very much for your very nice and good comment about the way that I'm doing the net. I'm doing my best. Sometimes it's not easy to pick the call signs among the station that doubles together, but going phonetically twice is a way to go. It's a very good formula for picking up the calls correctly and also have some discipline to respect the time for the 90 minutes where the links are opening and then they close after 90 minutes. So thank you again, David, and 73's Randy, 73 to everybody on there, VE2, Victor Bravo. I'll be up and clear, and by the way, David, you can send me an email whenever you want. I'll reply to it. 73, regards to everyone, VE2, Victor Bravo, up and clear for now.
There, and yeah, Dave, I'm sorry, I don't know, I must have been multitasking and said the wrong prefix there. Yeah, Victor Alpha 4, appreciate you correcting me there. Victor Alpha 4, there you go. I don't know, doing too many things at the same time here. Anyways, good luck in your travels there, Dave. I think you're mobile, so where about you? How are you getting into the system here? If you're mobile, and we're both for you mobiling too there. V5RY, V5RJM.
Very good there, Randy. No, we're still at home here, still at the home QTH for another 3 days here. So we're direct into the node here. So I have to disconnect. I've got VE4 November Whiskey waiting to try and connect up directly if we can. It's difficult trying to disconnect from the system because you need the break in audio or else the node won't copy the commands. But yeah, we'll throw it back to you for any final. Then I'm going to take this node off the IRLP. The E5RJ of the E5RY, thanks very much for the email, and you deserve that step back. You do.
Yeah, copy that. And if you use that link for VCon there, you don't have to wait. It will disconnect the node without you interfering with the with whatever's being discussed on the air there, so, or the other stations. If you use that VCon link, you can disconnect. It's direct, so it doesn't get retransmitted or anything like that. Just choose the end call and connect to whoever you wish. And if it's somebody that's common on your list, you can go into the setup of that and add that note to your configuration there. So I sent that to you a while ago. I can send it again. And I did happen to send you an email here just a few minutes ago. So since you're at home, that's great. We'll be be able to get a reply back from you there prior to the, and I understand you're not going to be able to make it, and that's okay. All kinds of stuff going on this time of the year. Anyways, back to you for a final, and 7-3s, Dave, and you and Karen have a great day. V5RY, V5RJM.
Okay, yeah, very good there, Randy. Yeah, thanks very much for allowing me to break in there. And, yeah, I'll take a look at the email here in a moment or two, and we'll go ahead from there. So we're going to try and make contact with Al up there in Flin Flon there. We haven't talked for a while.